Well, hi there. Come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time. And guess what? Not one, but two stories today. Hey, kids, you ever ride on a train? Well, today's story is going to take us back a few years, back to the days when more kids rode on trains, and porters stood by the side of the train when it was ready to pull out of the station and called, "All aboard!" In fact, that's the name of my story. It's called All Aboard! Bobby Brown was just about the happiest boy in town. Oh, he had many reasons to be happy, but this was something special. His dad was taking him to Chicago on the train. Bobby had never been on a train, and his dad told him this would be a big new streamliner. Well, Mrs. Brown drove them to the station. They were a little late in getting started, so they just pulled into the depot as the conductor called out,
"All aboard! All aboard!"
Mrs. Brown stood on the platform waving goodbye as Bobby and his father boarded the train. Bobby ran to a window and waved to his mother as the train pulled out of the station.
"Boy, Dad, this is fun. A train ride clear to Chicago. How long does it take to get to Chicago on this train?"
"Well, I don't know, Bobby. We'll have to ask the conductor when he comes along to take our tickets."
"Look at those telephone poles whizzing by. And look, Dad, we're getting into the country."
"Mm-hmm."
"There's some cows,
tickets,
and sheep,
please, have your tickets ready,
and horses."
"Oh, here
tickets.
Comes the conductor, Bobby.
Tickets.
Get your ticket ready. He'll want to punch it."
"Tickets? Your tickets, gentlemen?"
"Mm-hmm. Here they are, Mr. Conductor."
"Well, either you've got the wrong tickets or the wrong train, mister."
"Oh, no. I bought them myself. Two tickets for Chicago."
"But this train doesn't go to Chicago."
Doesn't go to Chicago, but why, that's impossible. Where does it go, then?"
"This train is headed for Fort Wayne, Indiana."
"Well, now how could I have made such a mistake? I was certain I was on the right train for Chicago."
"Ah, this sort of thing happens every now and then, mister. Somebody gets on a train they think will take them to a certain place. Their intentions are good. They are perfectly sincere in their belief, but they're just on the wrong train, and they'll never get where they're going unless they get off and get on the right train."
"Well, that surely teaches me a lesson. The next time I board a train, I'll find out where it's going before we leave. Well, how soon can we get off this train and get another one?"
"Oh, in about a half hour. I'll call you when we get to the first stop."
"All right."
"Aren't we going to get to go to Chicago, Dad?"
"Not today, Bobby. We'll have to go tomorrow. There won't be another train until tonight."
"Aw, shucks. I wanted to see Chicago."
"You know, Bobby, a lot of boys and girls are just like us."
"How's that, Dad?"
"Well, a lot of people want to get to heaven. But there's only one way to get there. Jesus said, I am the... what, Bobby?"
"I am the way, the truth, and the life."
"Mm-hmm. I am the way, or the road, that leads to eternal life. And no man cometh unto the Father, but by the Lord Jesus." Many people are trying to get to heaven by lots of different ways. But since the Bible tells us that there's only one way, we know that they'll never reach heaven. Now, they're perfectly sincere. Their intentions are good, but like us, they're on the wrong train."
"That is a good lesson, Dad. I hope I'll never forget it. So many people think that going to church, living a good life, and things like that will make them Christians."
"Mm-hmm, but we know that it's only trusting Jesus as our Savior that can save us and put us on the right road to heaven."
Hallelujah.
Let's have our second story, also written for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry Trover and entitled Little Snake, Big Snake. Jerry Fox and his grandfather live on a farm in the West. Like most boys, Jerry is made up of snakes, snails, puppy dog tails. Almost every day he comes home from school with some wriggling creature in his pocket or lunch pail, a frog, a toad, and once even a snake.
Jerry! Jerry!
Coming, Grandpa. What is it?
How many times have I told you not to put things in your lunch pail?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to take them out when...
Yesterday it was a bird's nest. The day before it was a toad. Now it's a snake.
He was such a cute little fella, sunning himself in the road. I just couldn't pass him up.
Well, do you know what kind of cute little fella this is?
Well, no. I don't know. Just a garden snake, I guess.
This happens to be a rattlesnake.
But he's so tiny. I don't see any rattlers on him.
You don't have a beard yet, but you will have if you live long enough. This snake will grow rattles as he grows older, and with him, he'll grow fangs and poison enough to kill a full-grown man.
He sure doesn't look like a killer. And if you took a baby snake like this and fed him and petted him and was nice to him, I'll bet he'd never try to kill you.
Well, we're not going to experiment. Rattlesnakes are dangerous even when they are little. This innocent little fella, he's dangerous right now. Now look, Jerry, I'm glad you like animals. I really am. We've got canaries and cats, a dog, two sheep, and a goat, all because you like animals. But when it comes to a snake, that's where I draw the line. Now, you take this snake outside and you kill it.
Many weeks later, Jerry's cousin Polly came to spend a day on the farm. Jerry took her around, showing her his many animal friends.
Down, Sport, down! Boy, Jerry, you do have lots of nice pets. I like the little lambs best of all, though.
I like my dog, Sport, best.
But Sport's so rough, and I think lambs are lots cuter. Have I seen all your pets now?
Well, while we're here in the barn, I could show you one more, but you wouldn't like it.
Oh? What is it, Jerry? I'd like to see it.
If I show you, will you promise you won't tell Grandpa?
I promise.
Well, okay. It's over here in this corner.
Quiet, Sport.
Sport doesn't like this pet. Here, he's in this box. There. I'll lift the lid. Look!
Oh, it's a great big snake!
A rattlesnake, too. Look at those rattlers on him. Look, I can lay him here in the straw and pet him. See? He likes it. Go ahead, Polly. Pet him.
Oh, no! I wouldn't touch him. I think he's horrid.
Here, fella. Hey, what's the matter with you?
Why is he curling up like that? Looking at us? Swaying his head?
I never saw him do that before.
What's that noise?
That's his rattlers. Jump, Polly. I think he's going to strike.
Poor old Sport. I'm sorry, fella. If I'd obeyed Grandpa and killed that snake the day I found him, this wouldn't have happened to you.
Jerry, I've called the vet. He says he'll be right over. Is the snake dead?
Yeah. It's a good thing this pitchfork was handy. Grandpa, do you think Sport will be all right?
Oh, I hope he won't die, Grandpa. If Sport hadn't jumped in front of me, the snake would have bitten me.
Well, Sport was a good dog. He sensed danger. Tried to keep it from hurting one of you. Well, the vet'll do his best to save Sport, but a snake bite is almost always fatal. You must be prepared for it.
If I had only listened to you, Grandpa.
If you'd killed that snake the day you brought it home from school, Well, you wouldn't have all this sorrow today.
I know, Grandpa. I just wanted to see if I treated him kind and took care of him. I thought maybe I could make a pet of the snake, too.
Well, your disobedience almost cost you your life, or Polly's life.
I'm sorry, Grandpa. Really, I am. What will the vet do to try to save Sport?
I imagine he'll give him a shot of some strong serum to fight the poison in his system. And you know, that reminds me of the remedy for sin.
Remedy for sin?
What do you mean, Grandpa?
Well, you know, Jerry and Polly, we're all sinners. We've done things that are wrong. And if we continue in our sin, we'll die in sin. Spend all eternity in hell. But God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. His blood can wash away the stain of sin. And just as the serum is needed to fight the snake poison, so the blood of Jesus is needed to fight sin. His blood alone can cleanse our hearts from sin. And that blood will never, never lose its power.
The blood that Jesus shed for me.
Why was it necessary for Jesus to shed his blood for our sins? The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:22 that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission, no forgiveness for our sins. In the Old Testament, the priests shed the blood of thousands of animals. That looked forward to the time when Jesus, the Lamb of God, would shed his blood once for all for the sins of the whole world. John 3:16 reminds us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. I hope you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. I hope you're on board that gospel train headed for heaven. If you'd like help knowing that you are headed for heaven, just write and tell us that. We'll be glad to help you all we can. You can write to me at Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids.